Welcome to Question Period. I'm Evan Solomon, and we have a packed program today to kick off our new season. Trudeau in China. Has he delivered results? Did the Prime Minister walk that tightrope of promoting trade and defending human rights?
I know that these are not easy conversations to have, but they are necessary ones.
Today, the interim leader of the Conservative Party, Rona Ambrose, joins us on that. So does Canada's former ambassador to China, David Mulroney. And then, how dangerous is Donald Trump to Canada?
I'm going to renegotiate NAFTA, one of the worst trade deals ever signed in the history of our country, perhaps the worst ever signed in the history, frankly, of the world.
The former Prime Minister, Brian Mulroney, the man who signed the NAFTA agreement, is here with his take on Trump. Also on the program, pipeline politics flares up again, and a leadership candidate for the Conservative Party is embroiled in a controversy over immigration. Should there really be a test of Canadian values at the border? All that and lots more. It's Question Period. Let's get some answers. Right now, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in China at the G20 summit, but he arrives after his own high-profile visit in that country, which included a meeting with, among other people, President Xi Jinping. Trudeau's goal is to increase economic ties with Canada's second-largest trading partner. So what has he accomplished? Well, here's a brief of what you need to know right now. First, Trudeau has set up an annual meeting with the Chinese premier. Canada will also join the China-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Now, that's something that Stephen Harper refused to join and that the U.S. and Japan have both snubbed. Now, the government has also delayed the Chinese decision to halt Canadian exports of canola. That's a trade worth $2 billion to Canadian farmers, so that was a big deal. Trudeau also signed $1.2 billion worth of trade deals. So has the trip to China been a success so far? Let's find out. Joining me now is the interim leader of the Conservative Party of Canada, Rona Ambrose. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you, and congratulations, Evan.
Well, thank you so much. All right, Stephen Harper, former prime minister, had basically a hot and then cold relationship with China. Trudeau says he wants to re-engage with China. Has his trip been a success?
Well, I think, I mean, as you know, as Tories, we are very in favor of free markets and access for our businesses, and opening up markets for Canadian businesses right now is more important than ever. As you know, back home, we have the worst economic numbers we've seen since the recession of 2008. Investor confidence is low, consumer confidence is low, job numbers aren't good, and growth is stagnant. So yes, we absolutely have to open up more markets, and China is an important market. I think through
what
that lens,
human
though,
rights?
Is,
I mean, we have human rights, because Trudeau has called them out
absolutely
on human rights. Do you support that?
Of course I do. I think and every Canadian does. Canada has a very strong record on human rights and standing up for human rights around the world. We know that China in some ways has progressed, but in others has regressed. We always have to raise these kinds of issues when we travel to countries, particularly when we travel to China. But I think it's through the lens of what is the benefit to Canada of this trip. And we have to ask that because right now what should be on the mind of the Prime Minister and is on the mind of every Canadian is our economy. And so what did we benefit? We don't have a long-term solution for canola yet, and we need to see that happen. I think one of the interesting things, though, that happened during this trip was the timing and the National Energy Board Energy East hearings in Montreal, because while the Prime Minister's in China talking to a country that has made billions of dollars in the oil investments in the oil and gas sector and want nothing more to get those commodities to Tidewater to get to China, we have a protest at the National Energy Board hearings on Energy East that shut down the hearings. And the message to the world was Canada can't even have a conversation about pipelines. But I just raised that because I think it's good timing that Trudeau is in China. I hope that he heard the message loud and clear that our natural resources are incredibly important to China. And when he comes home, I hope he remembers that and that he takes that advice, thinks about all the jobs and prosperity. If he's not going to listen to British Columbians about LNG and the rest of Canada about how important our energy sector is, I hope he listens to the Chinese, because they want those commodities and they want to see that energy infrastructure built.
But you say, I hope he listens to the Chinese. Should the Chinese be dictating whether we have pipelines or not?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But I think he needs to recognize that this is a global issue. And if we want to open up markets, if we want to create jobs in this country, we've seen in the last couple of months what it means when our energy sector is not strong. It has deteriorated the entire economy from coast to coast to coast. If Mr. Trudeau wants to see this country move forward and prosper and jobs created, we need a strong oil and gas sector. We need a strong energy sector. And so I see him continuing to delay these projects. I don't see him championing them. I don't see him committed to the process. And so I hope he's hearing from other countries, not just China. Malaysia has made billions of dollars in investment in LNG. I hope he listens to them and realizes there's a huge opportunity here, and it goes beyond our borders.
So there's a connection. All right, I want to move to another issue. Conservatives, of course, looking for a new leader. I'm always tempted to ask if you'll change the rules and you'll run again, but I'm not going to yet. But one of the candidates, Kelly Leach, who obviously you know well, her campaign put out a survey asking questions. One of the questions was this: should the Canadian government screen potential immigrants for anti-Canadian values as part of its normal screening for refugees and landed immigrants? Then she asked yes, no, don't know. Now remember, this is the same person who during the campaign was the spokesperson for the very controversial Barbaric Practices Hotline. Do you support the idea of screening potential immigrants for anti-Canadian values?
Well, no, I don't. I personally don't, because I don't even know what that would look like. I mean, people that come to Canada are already screened if they have a criminal record and in other ways that according to the law. So I don't exactly know what that means. I think that was probably a badly worded survey question. But what I will say is that we are in a leadership race, and Kelly is a candidate for that. She will put forward her own views. This was a survey. I don't know what her view is about this. She'll be the one to speak to that. And at the end
but
of the
it's
day,
her
the
survey.
Members of the
it
party
is,
will...
I mean, it is her survey. She's asking it. Would you like her to disavow this kind of question?
Well, I haven't heard from her yet. I assume that she will. I assume she will. I don't think that's a good... I don't think that's a well-worded question. But what I will say is that the members will decide who they vote for. But let me be clear. As far as a party's concerned, I can tell you we just had our convention, the largest convention in the history of our party. 3,000 Tories got together, and no one talked about this.
You don't think values questions and immigration questions, the Barbaric Practice Hotline, you think that should have no place in the party?
No, I don't think I've heard from anyone. I crisscrossed the country and talked to thousands of people, and I've never heard anyone say this is something that we should be talking about. So as far as our party's concerned, we value... immigration. This country was born on immigration. We need more immigrants to this country. And under our government, we saw the immigration numbers go higher than ever.
So is this damage? So is this a mistake for Kelly Leach to put in a survey? Is this a mistake?
Well, I'm going to let her speak to that. I don't support the idea behind this question, and I assume she doesn't either. But I just want to be clear to Canadians that, you know, as a party, we value immigration. People come to this country to contribute, and that's an important part of the fabric of this country, and we are proud that our party is made up of many, many people that immigrate to this country, and they share our values as conservatives, which is entrepreneurship, looking to contribute to their community, raise their family, and those are values that we aspire to promote as a party. So. You know, I want Canadians to know that that's the case.
Last question. You're the former Minister for the Status of Women. Brian Jean, the leader of the Wild Rose Party in Alberta, made, and I'm going to put this in quotation marks, a joke or a comment, whatever you want to call it, but it was about beating the Alberta Premier, Rachel Notley. He then apologized to her. You've been obviously very outspoken on this. What do you make of this comment?
Well, he apologized, and she dealt with it in her own way. I think it's tough. I think what it speaks to is how easy it is for these kinds of, this misogynistic comments and double entendre. There's a lot of this that happens to women in politics. I've experienced it myself. Every woman I know in politics has experienced. The more high profile you become, the more you become a target. And it's not funny. It's never funny to talk about these kinds of things. So I know he realized that from what I saw. He apologized. That's a message to everyone out there that's in public life, to think about these kinds of things before they speak.
Well, you know, you look at what's going on in the U.S. with that level of political rhetoric, so personal, you wonder about where we're headed here. But I got to leave it there today. Ronna Ambrose, a pleasure to have you on Question Period.
Thanks for having me, Evan.
By the way, Kelly Leach has since defended her stance, saying in a statement, quote, "Screening potential immigrants for anti-Canadian values is a policy proposal that I feel very strongly about. Canadians can expect to hear more, not less, from me on this topic in the coming months." So you see, Ronna Ambrose clearly disagrees with that stance on potential immigrants, but this is a sign that it's the first real controversy in that leadership race as Kelly Leach doubles down on it. Welcome back to Question Period. Well, here we go again. Free trade debates are back in the headlines, but if you thought the most urgent free trade question was signing a deal with China, where the prime minister is right now, well, you'd be wrong. The old battle over NAFTA is raging in the U.S. campaign. Hillary Clinton doesn't like NAFTA, but Donald Trump promises to rip it up.
One of the worst trade deals ever signed in the history of our country, perhaps the worst ever signed in the history, frankly, of the world.
For the man who signed the NAFTA deal in Canada, this bout of U.S. protectionism is the single biggest challenge to what he sees as his signature political legacy. And on this very day, 32 years ago, Brian Mulroney was elected with one of the biggest majorities in Canadian history.
Our objective and our mandate